talking to people who already know what they're talking about, right? So, okay, so let's start moving away from ancient history and start talking about modernity, okay? How many of you guys have built an Ajax application yet? All right, that's a little bit newer, okay? It's a little bit newer. So let's talk a little bit more about what is happening in web technologies that's important and what is exciting about web technologies and why some things to watch out for when you're building the next generation applications. So web technologies, web applications has developed far beyond simple Scrum application. Okay? Clients are demanding a richer experience of interaction. They've all gone to Google Maps or gone ahead and used some of the smart Ajax-enabled applications out there. And they've learned that web interaction doesn't have to be flash demos. It can be enriching and have rich client interaction without putting extra overhead on the client. The key enabling technology for doing that is Ajax, okay, which is the asynchronous JavaScript and XML. And what it does is it provides the clickability, drag and drop ability of regular desktop applications for your web applications. This works really well if you've already started service enabling some of the interaction model with your business components. Because what happens in Ajax is you're actually making web requests to get XML information potentially back from the client, back from the server. So this has actually got some additional, when we start, if you start thinking about SOA and the broad scheme of things, it's actually got some sort of attributable path to a service environment. But Ajax isn't the only new web technology that's starting to become more prevalent. The notion that web technologies need to be easier to reuse and leverage our existing assets is becoming increasingly important. And this is the notion of saying, oh look, you know, the guy that made that great web application internally that does all these things, he was good, but he's gone now, right? Or he's the consultant that came in for 6 months, delivered something, and now is gone. But you don't want to have to rewrite that entire application. You want to be able to leverage your existing investment in that application for inclusion in something that's greater. That little departmental website now needs to be wrapped up into the corporate website, into the functionality for the intranet for your organization. So what Portal Federation does is says, look, we'll start thinking about your web assets as reusable units. And you want to start building and coding with that reusability in mind. Okay? This means that when someone's interacting with a portal within your organization, the actual content they're seeing in their web page could have been rendered across multiple different production environments. Okay? Not even necessarily on the same platform. So when you start building Java web applications, you don't need to start thinking about this potential outcome. You need to start thinking about this application having the opportunity to be reused in other locations. So we'll talk about Portal Federation in just a second. Let's talk a little bit, let's do the Ajax 101 for those of you that haven't already started building Ajax applications. So here's a simplified sequence diagram for an Ajax interaction. Okay? And this has got some illuminating points in it that we'll get to. Okay? So the request starts here when the user interacts with the browser. Okay? They make a request, and let's just click it on a link or hitting something in a form field or whatever it is, and that request actually winds up being caught on the browser side in the client, okay? And the event handler says, okay, I caught this user mouse interaction. Okay? I now need to work out what I'm supposed to do. It says, I'm going to go ahead and asynchronously communicate with the server, get some new information to update that web page without having an entire web page refresh. That's the asynchronous part, right? There's no entire web page refresh. So what the event handler does, it goes ahead and creates an XML HTTP request object. Okay? It's all in JavaScript here. Okay? And then it goes ahead and says, all right, back. So we create a callback method, and then it goes ahead and registers that callback method with the XML ACP response object. Then, at this point right here, it dispatches the XML ACP request object asynchronously, separate thread, okay? And that XML ACP request object is the thing that communicates to the server. Now, it makes a plain old HTTP request, okay? This is not a SOAP call here, okay? You can get that sophisticated if you really want to, but you don't have to, right? 90% of AJAX calls are straight HTTP calls here, okay? On your server, you've got some kind of process that's responsible for handling these HTTP requests, right? Now, whether this is a servlet, or whether it is a JSP, or whether you've actually got a servlet talking to some kind of RAP control, or Spring Bean, or whatever it is, whatever you decide it was, there is some kind of job or object that's going to be doing the work for your servlet. The attributes, the parameters that you pass in the HTTP request, when it comes in the input parameters to that service method, it does the work it's supposed to do, and it returns a result. Now, the result needs to be serialized on the server into some kind of XML response or an appropriate response, whether this is HTML or whatnot, is your choice. And that information is returned back to the calling object, which, you know, has to block and wait to make an HTTP request, right? The asynchronous part is the fact that the browser is disconnected from this XML HTTP request object, okay? Alright, so the call comes back from the server to the XML ACP request object, and the XML ACP request object says, oh great, I've got some data, what do I do now? Ah, the event handler told me when I get information back from the server, I got to call that callback method, right? So he actually invokes the callback method that was registered earlier, and the callback method is the thing that's responsible for doing the work. Okay? The callback method is the thing responsible for updating the UI. It talks to the event handler, changes the web interaction for that application, and then the client sees new information pop up out of nowhere without having to see a whole page refresh. Okay? So, that's AJAX 101. Right? That's how AJAX works. Okay? Does it look easy? Yeah, well, sort of. Okay? Does it look like there's some potential problems here? Yeah, there's a lot of potential problems here. In fact, there are lots of things you've got to watch out for AJAX. Okay? And in particular, you don't want to be bamboozled by the Googles of this world that have made it all look so slick. Okay? There are things you've got to watch out for. One, AJAX is not a cohesive standard. Okay? There is no standard body looking after AJAX. It's not a single open source project either. There's no one organization watching out for it. It's a whole bunch of different things glued together. Because so much of the work in AJAX is done by the client JavaScript, you're very much dependent upon the implementation, the implementation of that client-side scripting. So you've got to watch out for browser incompatibilities. Now, certain APIs and tool sets are actually addressing some of these things. There's actually a really good article on DevDev right now that describes the gotchas to watch out for when you're building AJAX applications in Java. But more importantly than that, as soon as you start doing this AJAX interaction, this asynchronous interaction, you've broken the common web interaction model that we've spent the last 5 years training web browsers to be used to. All of a sudden, the URL doesn't correspond to the state of the page they're looking at. So their links don't link to the information they're seeing. Right? If they bookmark that URL, they're not going to wind up in exactly the same spot. Okay? Additionally, the information that they're interested in doesn't correspond to the navigation buttons on the browser anymore. You press the back button, it doesn't undo the AJAX interaction, it goes back to the previous web page. Okay? So the commonality, the things that browser users are so used to now in their experience, their years and years of experience of using browsers, can be broken very easily by AJAX. So you need to start thinking about, okay, in that callback function, not only only should I just be updating the website, I can start doing things like updating the URL and the address bar to preserve the state of the information that's being interacted with in the morning. I should actually go ahead and append to the document history in the browser so that the back button does take me back to a point that I'm interested in. All these considerations mean that using Ajax is far from straightforward. Okay? Another complication with Ajax. Anybody try to debug a JavaScript error message? It's not really instructive, right? It's like object not found, line 142, that's it. Doesn't matter what you messed up, doesn't matter if there's a heavy colon, missing quote, object not found, line 142. Okay? That's it. It's about as all you're going to get out of JavaScript. Okay? So in order to make Ajax a reality, we need better tooling on the client side, these deep client debugging capabilities, and we need an awareness of how that information interacts with the server. Okay? So there's immature deployment of debugging information. We're trying to address that. VEA right now, the workshop engineering team, are looking at ways to build tooling for Ajax enabling your application development. It's not available in workshop right now, but we're looking at ways of doing it. There are multiple open source toolkits out there to try to address the broken functionality, browser functionality you get in Ajax. So this back button functionality, the deep linking functionality. These things, these frameworks are going to be coming down, maturing as we speak. So I want you guys to say, okay, Ajax, it's right there. It's a cool technology, but it's not free of complications. So we're, BDA right now, is trying to work out the best way to do Ajax for you to provide tools for you, okay? One other thing you might want to watch out for is that the world isn't divided into Internet Explorer and Firefox users anymore, okay? As we've got an increase in client platforms, mobile clients, multiple browser technologies, you better make sure that you're ready to say, oh, I built an Ajax application. And you better be ready to support client problems that are going to come across multiple browser platforms. This increases the number of test cycles you're going to have for your application rather dramatically. So just want to watch out for it. You do best to define where your Ajax technology is going to occur. Additionally, you might want to watch out for client load, right? Some of these handheld devices have got small processing speeds, and you want them to go ahead and download and organize multiple images at the same time, all for interaction. You're going to be taxing a lot out of that, 133 megahertz chip that they've got running on their palm pipe. We've already got some Ajax functionality incorporated into WebLogic Portal 9.2. There's going to be there's going to be a public beta for some of this stuff by the middle of the summer. So stay tuned for information on dev to dev, how we get your hands on that. And there's going to be Ajax-enabled portal widgets. Okay. So enough of the Ajax. Let's get back to the federation discussion. And I want to point out that the notion of federation is really just saying, I don't want to change my entire web application development just because of the off chance somebody else will use it down the line. But what is important is that you start thinking about, well, yeah, I can make my web application development more modular. Okay. Some of the technologies like Beehive and like JSF actually make it easier to build your web applications in modular reusable components. In particular, the Paperboat technology enables you to build entire streams of execution that are modular. These fragments can then be aggregated by an appropriate provider for an appropriate tool provider for a portal technology. These portal technologies may be things like WebLogic Portal, but it could be other portal technologies like BEA's Acrologic User Interaction. One of the key enabling technologies here is WSRP, Web Services for Remote Portals. Okay? WSRP actually allows you to wrap a presentation rule in a web service call don't know and shouldn't care what platform is presenting the web information. Now, fortunately for us, the WebLogic Portal product actually is WSRP enabled. So you actually, as a web application developer, don't have to change your web application development. All you have to do is start thinking about modularity for when you do the application development. Or you let the framework that executes your web application take care of providing the web service wrapper for a reuse of the application. So in particular, when you're building your application, you want to make sure you avoid reference to global information or absolute values. Okay? In particular, this usually occurs with presentation rules or some kind of what you perceive as a global variable for your application. Okay? Start thinking about your application context in your server container as not being the world anymore. Right? You've got to start thinking about information shared across web containers. Make sure you utilize the appropriate CSS defined values. The presentation rules are not going to be absolute for your application. Cascading style sheets give the ability to reuse a single presentation rule and have it appear differently in different locations. So make sure your CSS integrated. And then, if at all possible, defer any kind of security control to the overlying framework. You don't want to put security code inside your web application, coding inside your JSP, when that information is going to be broken when that piece is reused in another portal. Okay? So the key here is to start thinking ahead and say, I don't want to radically change my web application development. I just want to make sure I'm doing the things that are able to be reused longer. And there's a good reason for doing this, right? It's so you don't get the tech support call in 6 months from now to go fix the thing that you wrote 2 years ago and you can't remember how any of it worked. Okay? So it's to try and reduce your own workload. Okay, let's return back to the demo.